This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Morasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. In the beginning of the parasha, Noach is referred to as a tzaddik tomim. As the pasuk says, Noach ish tzaddik tomim hoya b'doraisav. However, further on in the parasha, by Sheni, Noach is only referred to as tzaddik. As the pasuk says, ki oischa roisi tzaddik lefonai bador azeh. And Rashi explains that in the beginning of the parasha, Hashem was not talking to Noach. Rather, the pasuk was just telling us about Noach, that he was a tzaddik tomim. And shaloi b'fonav, not in the presence of the person spoken about, one can't say the complete shevach. So since Hashem was not speaking to Noach, the complete shevach can be said that he was a tzaddik tomim. However, later on by Sheni, Hashem was speaking to Noach, as the pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem el Noach. So there we have a rule that only miksah shvachai can be said b'fonav. And that's why over there it only says tzaddik. The Beis Yosef is bothered by the same kasha as Rashi, but he adds another question. Why in the beginning of the parsha, where Noach is called a tzaddik tomim, does it say b'doy roisav in the plural? Each tzaddik tomim hoya b'doy roisav. He was a tzaddik tomim in his generations. However, later on by Sheni, when it says only tzaddik, it says dor in the singular. Ki oischa ra'isi tzaddik lefonai ba'dor hazeh. So why does tzaddik tomim go together with dor roisav, and tzaddik goes together with dor hazeh? Answers the Beis Yosef. Noach lived through two generations of sinners. He lived through the Dor HaMabul, and also he lived through the Dor HaFloga, because Noach died 10 years after the Dor HaFloga. The sin of the Dor HaMabul was the Aveir of Znus, as the Pasuk says, Ki hishchis kol bosor es darkoi ala oretz. And the sin of the Dor HaFloga was Avodah Zarah. They wanted to wage war against Hashem. When someone overcomes the Aveir of Znus, he is called a tzaddik, just like Yosef, who overcame the temptations of Eishes Potiphar and was called Yosef HaTzadeh. And one who overcomes the sin of Avodah Zarah is called a Tomim, as the Pasuk says, Tomim Tiyeh Im Hashem Elokecha. If you are Im Hashem Elokecha and you don't worship Avodah Zarah, then Tomim, you are Tomim. So the Pasuk in the beginning of the parasha, which says Dor Roisav in the plural, is referring to both generations that Noach overcame, the Dor HaFloga and the Dor HaMabul. That's why he's called Tzadik Tomim. Tzadik for overcoming the znus of the Dor HaMabul, and Tomim for overcoming the kfira of the Dor HaFloga. However, after Sheni, the Pasuk says, Ba'dor HaZeh. When we are only referring to Dor HaZeh, the Dor HaMabul, then only the title of Tzadik is appropriate. And that is why over there it says, Ki oischa ro'isi tzadik lefonai ba'dor HaZeh. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that Hashem tells Noach to build a teva. V'achi moisi es brisi itach. And I will establish my bris with you. As Rashi says, which bris? A bris promising Noach that the fruits that he will bring into the teva will not rot, and that the Rishoyim of that generation will not kill him. Uvasa el teva, and you will enter the teva. Ata you, uvanecha, and your sons, ve'ishtecha, and your wife, uneshevanecha itach, and the wives of your sons with you. The bris Kerov says something fascinating on this pasuk, based on a basic calculation. Rashi tells us that Noach built the teva for 120 years. The pasuk also tells us that Noach was 600 years old at the time of the Mabul. This means that Noach started building the teva at the age of 480, 120 years before the Mabul. The pasuk in Bereishis tells us that Noach had his first child, Yefes, at the age of 500, which was 100 years before the Mabul, and 20 years after he started building the teva. According to this, when Hashem told Noach in this week's parasha, "Asei lecha tevas asei goifer," this was 120 years before the Mabul, when Noach was 480 years old. And the pasuk continues, "Uvasor el teva," you will enter the teva with who? Ata, you, uvanecha, your sons, ve'ishtecha, your wife, uneshevanecha, and your sons' wives. Wait a second, sons, sons' wives? How's that possible? Noach was at that point 480 years old and did not have any children yet, not until he was 500, 20 years later. Says the Briskerov, based on this calculation, Hashem was not only informing Noach to make a teva, but he was also giving him this tremendous besura, that by the time you enter the teva, you will already have had sons and daughters-in-law. And although by Avram and Sarah the Torah makes a big deal about Hashem's besura that Avram will have children at the age of 100 and Sarah at the age of 90. Here the Besura was at least as great, because most people of that generation had children when they were 100 years old, and Noach was still childless at the age of 480, at the time when he was informed to build the Teva. So although when we read the Pesukim superficially, we do not see anything remarkable in the words, Ata uvanecha ve'ishtecha u'nishevanecha. However, the Bris Gurav tells us that this was actually a great Besura, hidden in these words. A Besura told to Noach at the age of 480, that by the time he enters the Teva, he will have had sons and daughters-in-law.